Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Previously on Vault 69, our lovable band of raiders set out on a quest for unimaginable riches. With time to spare before they're able to enter Vault 69, they decide to do some gallivanting. First stop, New Springfield, to take out a rival band of raiders. However, when they get there, they're quickly rerouted by a Brotherhood of Steel paladin. Licking their wounds, they decide to go camp out at a Red Rocket station nearby, and in doing so, encounter some less than friendly rad roaches, who, for some reason, are much more difficult to defeat than originally anticipated. Get ready to find out the next chapter of Vault 69. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I'm super excited to continue playing our Fallout RPG. I've got Rebecca.
Hello.
Tim.
Howdy.
Mikey.
Hi.
Derek.
Hey.
And myself sitting here at the table. And I know we all want to jump back in and get our asses whooped by rad roaches and power armor. But before we do that, a quick question from our pod deck, interview deck. That question is, when you're feeling sick, what makes you feel better?
Sleeping.
Solid answer.
Add cold to that.
Add cold?
Add cold.
Okay.
Cold
room. Like sleeping in a cold room.
Sleeping in a cold, dark room.
Okay.
With good blankets. Yeah, I like a good tea or a coffee. For me, chicken noodle soup and like a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Yum. Yeah, I usually call my mom when I'm sick and I'm like, can you make me some soup?
And maybe like a good, like a little ginger ale. Depending on what kind of sick.
Yeah. Mostly for me, I think it's just curling up on the couch, laying on the couch. I'd prefer to be on a couch rather than a bed when I'm sick. That was fucking easy.
The last time I had to call in sick, it wasn't because I was actually sick. I pulled a muscle in my back and I just couldn't do anything. I had to walk around with like ice packs and couldn't do anything. So it was like the only thing that made me feel better was just not moving and being on the couch and just having the heating pad with the little massager. Oh, I love that thing.
All right, cool. So we are picking up where we left off at the Red Rocket Station. All four of you are crammed into its garage, taking a rest for the evening. We'll say we pick back up in the morning. Okay. You guys did not have a chance to scavenge the station itself. You were able to scavenge around, so you can still look for stuff inside, or you can leave this place.
Melvin.
It's Marvin.
All right, Milton. Did you see anything last night while we were sleeping?
No, I didn't see anything. It was perfectly quiet.
All right.
I'm going to start scavenging.
I'll start looking around.
Me too.
All right. Everybody going to scavenge?
Yes.
Go ahead. Give me scavenge rolls. That is perception and we'll call it survival.
I have a success and a failure.
15 and a 16.
I have one success.
I have one success as well.
Nice. Three success.
Okay. Augusta, you find 100 caps.
Wow-ee. Guys, I found 100 caps.
That must have been the cap stash you were talking about.
It certainly does seem that way. Ghoulie Roberts, you find some metal torso armor.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm going to put that on.
That's going to give you a physical force reduction of 2 and an energy reduction of 1.
So I already have 1 in physical, so now I have 3?
I think you would have 2.
Are you already wearing armor?
No.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
A drifter outfit and casual clothing.
Okay.
I guess that would go over top of it.
It would.
Does sound right. So yeah, take a 3-2 physical reduction.
And what was it? It added a 1 to the energy?
Yep.
Okay, so they're both 3 now.
Awesome.
Nice.
And Old Tallman, you're going to find 20 energy bullets.
20?
Okay. 20 ammo for an energy weapon.
I have them written down as energy cells.
Okay. Works for me. And the Red Rocket Station is...
What I find.
You all rolled a success?
I had a success.
Oh, yeah. Wait. You didn't roll
a
success.
No, I didn't get the success.
Sorry.
All right, you get 20.
Marvin, you find 20 energy cells.
20. So my flamer, that says energy.
That'll work, yeah.
I can use it. It's flamer fuel?
Yep.
Sweet.
And you guys have spent 2 hours of the day. What you going to do now?
What else is nearby?
In the same territory is Maslow's Motel. To the south, you guys have Section 8, which is the old farmhouse and where Augusta knows the entrance to Vault 69 is. There's the Commonwealth Territory off to the one side. Above you guys is also the irradiated lake and nuclear crater. And then back to the northwest is New Springfield.
Should we keep heading towards the farmhouse? Or I believe there was a sewer system between here and the warehouse.
I believe it's between the Commonwealth Territory and the Rad Rail Station. Oh, yeah, sewer to warehouse.
Yeah, Commonwealth.
Oh, yeah. Warehouse.
Rad Station.
Warehouse, yep. Rad Station.
Never mind.
Probably goes to the brothel.
Yeah.
Oh, is the Commonwealth Warehouse to the railway? So 3-4 is where the sewer is?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I think we should head towards the displaced settlement.
I thought we were going find the treasure from Vault 69, like the guy who died in the opening scene.
Yeah, but we've got days to still accomplish that. We should scavenge and find traders and upgrade, because I don't think it's going to be easy.
Okay. Don't forget, with action points, you can ask the GM questions, which I will answer mostly truthfully. So if there's something specifically that you guys are looking for, I can point you in a direction. Just wanted to throw that out there.
I want to spend one to find out where the nearest big gun is.
The abandoned Tesla lab has a powerful gun inside. He's not wrong. The most powerful weapon is, in fact, in the abandoned Tesla lab.
Hmm. What do you guys think? Are you on?
So I'm confused. We have 9 days to get to the farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything there until then.
Yes, the door opens on June 30th. It is going to be locked until then.
Okay, so at best we could find the door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why I wasn't going to head there. I figured we could head towards the nuclear crater and hit up that displaced settlement to see if they had anyone willing to trade, see what they had, see if there's anything to find.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
That grenade is not going to get us through the front door of that vault, even if it's open.
I have heard the displaced settlement in Section 6 has been overrun by rad roaches and giant ants.
Oh.
Mm.
We didn't do so good against those.
Hmm.
I mean, we could change our tactic and use the grenades against the bugs, like Tallman suggested.
He's got a flamethrower.
Or we could throw flames at it.
I think both
I
of those
do have a flamethrower.
Combination of those two.
Yeah.
Then we'd be close to the Commonwealth Territory, where it says vast resources.
Yeah, but there are also the
wow. Yeah, but they're currently hunting us as well.
And they're looking to expand, which means they're probably going to be in areas surrounding, so we should be careful.
Yeah, but they don't have power armor. They're just...
I think any
fleshy bits like you.
Organized group that outnumbers us is something to take into consideration with our concern.
That is just my opinion.
We could be sneaky about this stuff, too.
So do you think that... Do we all think then this idea that a more powerful weapon would be the best way to succeed when the vault door finally opens?
Yeah, probably. So what if we go past this nuclear crater, pop into camp for a little bit, fix up Melville, and then go to the lab, maybe the Super Duper Mart?
Or the trading station at the Red Rail Station.
I like that plan. Making the loop around and coming back.
So where are you guys going?
I think we should head to the display settlement and then wrap around through the crater up to the rail station across Super Duper Mart and then to the Tesla thing. That would take us 2 or 3 days.
So go from 9 to 6 to 3 to 2 to 1.
Yeah, we can hit our camp at any point in there. We're going to be brushing up against that a few times.
True. Okay.
So we'll get this guy fixed on the way. I'm almost at full health again. I think you guys are pretty close.
Okay, so you guys are headed to location 6?
We can repair when we get to 3.
If that's the crater.
The nuclear crater. Okay. Okay. 4 hours pass, and you guys make it to section six, which is the nuclear crater with the irradiated lake in it. There is a small smattering of huts along the edge of the crater overlooking the lake itself. They're pretty disheveled. Everything in the world is pretty disheveled. There are no humanoids or creatures in or around these huts when you come by.
Mm.
Can we search them?
Yeah, are you searching the huts itself?
Yep, there was two things I wanted to do here. I wanted to either collect water and a piece of irradiated material, if we can find it somewhere around the crater, and look to see if there's anything in these huts that are worth finding.
Always up for a good scavenge.
What do you want to do first?
Search the huts first.
Coming up to the huts, let's get a group difficulty 2. It's going to be perception, and you guys didn't say you're sneaking, so perception and let's call it survival.
Okay.
Difficulty 2?
Yep.
Okay. I got a 6 and a 12. 1 success. I got 1 success.
And what else?
13.
Okay.
I got a 6 and a 19. So and a crit for the survival.
Okay, so that's 4 successes.
I had to get an 8 and I got an 8.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I also got an 18.
So that's 5 successes. So go ahead and give yourself 3 action points back. I think that maxes out your guys' pool at 6. You guys are coming up on the huts, and you can see that in and around every hut is either a rad roach or a gigantic ant inside of them. And with so many successes, I'll also give you that there are, you guys can see that at least one of the ants is also a fire ant.
Okay, they're giant ants and bugs. Like, if I leave sugar in one of the huts, are they all going to go to it?
I mean, I would have you roll for such a thing.
Well, I mean, I don't have sugar. I was just curious if, I would know something of that nature. How to...
You can also spend luck points to try to find stuff like that out in the world. So don't forget about your luck points. They are helpful, too.
Is the sugar a bad idea?
No, it's not. I think it might have actually been a quest in one of the games.
Okay, I'm going to look for some sugar stealthily.
Do you want to spend a luck point? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'll use a luck point.
So reduce your luck point by 1. And while you guys are just like lurking around, you trip over a like plastic container in the ground. And when you dig it up a little bit, it is a jug of Checkers sugar.
I'm going to hold it up and kind of point to it so the group sees. And then I'm going to point to the hut that I'm going to dump it into.
Are you going to sneak over?
Yeah.
Agility plus sneak?
No, I failed. I needed like a 7 and I got a 10 and a 19.
Do you want to spend any action points to try to make that successful?
Can. I'll do 2.
So to roll 2 dice, you need to use 3 action points.
Do it.
Okay.
It's not a 1-to-1. The first one is 1. The second one is 2.
So re-roll 3 right now?
Roll me 2 more dice. Still no.
Nope. Not even close.
So anybody want to try to help?
Sure. What can we do?
You can try to distract things, or I don't know. You tell me how you would help in this situation.
So she has just snuck up to dump some sugar into a hut and just...
So she's trying to sneak. We'll put it this way. She's making her way over to the hut, and like she's not being nearly as stealthy as she thinks she is. And you can definitely see that the roaches and ants in this area know that something is going on. They're aware of a presence and are looking for it.
Can I walk away from where she is, like somehow draw them all away from her, and clang my baseball bat and machete together and yell, make noise?
You can. I will say that this will definitely attract every bug that's here.
No? Bad idea?
I mean, it's up to you, but how many are there? A lot.
There's a fair number.
Any other ideas?
Can I pick up a stone? Kind of throw the stone just toward that one ant?
You can throw it towards a single ant, sure. Give me a strength plus throwing.
Okay. It's a 4.
Okay. Altogether, that's a 4?
Yep. And I got a 3 and a 15.
All right, that's a success.
I have 0 in throwing.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, so you huck a rock, and you're able to distract the ant that's closest to her, and it turns around and walks a few paces away, no longer interested in Ghoulia Roberts.
Okay, awesome.
Marvin, what are you doing, man?
Perimeter secure.
Checking the perimeter again?
I think I was just going to be like a noisemaker or something and distract like that, but if I don't want to attract all of them. I'm just going to ready.
Okay, ready in action. With the help from Augusta Byron, Julia, why don't you go ahead and make a second attempt?
I got a 6 and a 14, and a 6 succeeds.
All right, so you're able to sprinkle all the sugar in this one shack and then retreat back to the group?
Yeah.
I'm assuming everybody's covered, kind of, at least a little bit. So you make your way back to the group, and you all watch all of the different bugs descend onto this one hut and go inside.
Marvin, flamethrower, and I'll throw this grenade. I have another grenade. Does someone else want to throw a grenade? Here you go, Tallman.
Definitely the Tallman.
Yeah, you have a 0 in throwing.
You have quite longer. Oh, definitely. Big 0 and short arms.
Should I have a 0 in throwing, too?
Want me to throw 2 grenades?
Do you want to throw 2 grenades?
I'm not going
to
guarantee that, because I also have a 3 in melee, and I've fucked that up like 6 times already.
Well, it's not melee, right? It's throwing.
Yeah, it's just the same stat.
Oh, okay.
Stat amount. It's
like, it's not irritating. So for throwing, I'll let you guys decide. It's either perception plus explosives or agility plus throwing.
You say perception plus explosives?
So I'd have an 8 for explosives.
Plus it's a 7 either way for me.
All right, let me throw one with explosives.
Okay.
Perception explosives.
And Marvin, what are you doing? You're going to wait until those go off, I'm going to assume, before rushing in with a flamethrower?
Correct.
Okay. You guys want to upgrade any attacks before you, or any rolls before you do what you're looking to do?
I'm going to ready my pistol.
Okay.
In case anyone starts coming toward us.
I'm going to be ready to grab my rifle is ready to grab immediately.
No, I'm just going to roll my dice.
Roll them if you got them.
I needed an 8, and I got a 6 and a 7.
Awesome.
I needed a 7, and I got a 3 and a 12.
Okay. That's 3 successes. Awesome. So give yourself an action point back. What kind of grenades were these, anyhow?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Cool.
They do 5 damage.
Actually, if I did agility, that one's a crit, actually. That 3 is a crit.
Each of you roll 5 damage dice.
3 and a crit.
Okay.
And nothing.
All right.
I got 1 head, 2 blanks, and 1 shot.
Okay, so that's 3 for you, 3 for you.
Didn't you say roll 5?
Roll 5, yeah.
I only have 4.
There's only 4, so roll 1 again.
Oh, and another head.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 4 successes.
All right, and then, because you crit, go ahead and roll these twice.
It was a crit and a blank.
So you got 5 successes?
Yep.
You got...
I don't have a clue what they mean. I got 2 heads, 2 blanks, and a bullet.
3.
So that's 8. All right. You guys blow up the fucking shack completely, obliterating most of the bugs that are inside. The only 2 that are left come skittering out towards the group. There's 1 rad roach that is on fire and 1 fire ant that is missing 2 legs. Marvin and Augusta, you guys were readied with your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Initiative order, why don't you guys act?
My initiative is 11.
So is mine.
Oh.
You guys choose or just act together? Doesn't matter.
With our powers combined and so on. And so on.
So what would it be for me to when I have to use my flamethrower? Big guns and...
What's it tagged as? There big, should be qualities.
Big guns and... Debilitating.
Debilitating and inaccurate.
So for big guns, it's endurance plus big guns.
You need a 6.
I had 2 failures. 12 and an 18.
Okay.
Failed.
You both failed. Now we'll just start up in initiative order. And I guess we'll just... I think we just go around... the table, yeah. Starting with Ghouli Roberts. You guys have the first initiative round. I will say they are pretty much close to dead. Any damage done will most likely murder them to death.
Okay, well then I'll shoot them with my pipe gun. 1 success. Yeah, it does 3 damage. I'll shoot the one on fire.
You're aiming at the rad roach?
Yeah. And blank in 2 shots.
Here, roll the location die.
Right arm.
You blow its remaining right arm off, and it collapses into a pile of flaming rad roach.
Great.
Also, you guys can carve up rad roaches and eat them.
Oh, shit. I meant to have mentioned that other thing that I wanted to harvest those. It doesn't matter.
And then Augusta.
All right. There is 2 more, right? Or just the 1?
Just 1.
Okay, cool.
Just 1 remaining ant with several legs missing.
Okay. I'm going to try and shoot it. Which is agility plus small guns?
Correct.
All right, that'll be a 7. And I got a 7. And then an 11.
All right, how much damage do you do?
That's going to be 4 damage. Thank you. 2 faces and a bang.
You do amazing damage, splitting it in 2, and it falls dead. All the bugs are now dead from this settlement, and there are several shacks that are you are able to look through. Nice. Guys, want to spend some time scavenging?
Yes.
How much time do we have left in the day, roughly?
About 4 hours.
Okay. So if we spend 2 hours searching, then we could potentially get back to our camp. Oh, wait, you wanted to spend the night to heal. Well, we could also heal and resupply the camp.
It takes 4 hours to get from one section to another.
4 hours. Okay, we wouldn't
make
it.
So we'd have to use all that time.
Okay, so 2 hours. So we can either go back or we can spend 2 hours searching and then crash here.
I'm okay with crashing here or even spending the 2 hours that we have left. Like, I don't know, can we get halfway back and camp down or no?
I have full HP, so I don't...
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I also don't know what the repercussions of not sleeping are.
For a few hours, not too much, but if you guys do push like further into the night, there will be detriments.
Okay, so we could push those extra 2 hours after searching for... so.
You could. You're going back to your...
Because we're going back to camp, yeah.
Right.
Nothing that's why really I was... Yeah. Let's do that. Let's search and then push back to camp.
Seems like a nice safe bet.
Scavenge rolls. Give me perception and survival.
Oh, I got a crit 1.
I got a crit 1.
And a 16. That failed.
14. I got a crit 3 and a 16.
Marvin.
I got 1 success and a 12.
3 of you got crits?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Marvin, you find another robot repair kit. You also find 5 physical ammo.
I'll give it to somebody with a gun.
In one of these huts, because all 3 of you crit, you guys find a very old stash of magazines. I need everybody to roll me 1d20. Not you, Marvin. Sorry. Only the people that crit. Roll me 1d20.
7.
8.
17.
For the 7, you find a Future Weapons Today magazine.
Okay.
What did you?
8.
You find a Grognak the Barbarian magazine, and you rolled a 17?
Mm-hmm.
You find a Tumblers Today magazine. The Grognak the Barbarian If you use it, you can make one successful melee attack you make inflicts plus 2 damage.
One successful melee is 2 damage?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the tumblers today, you may reroll 1d20 on a single lockpicking test. And you got...
Future weapons today.
Okay. We're going to call that a guns and bullets magazine. One attack with a small guns weapon gains the vicious damage effect if it didn't have it already. So you can add the vicious damage effect to one of your attacks, and that'll give you a plus 1 damage for each effect rolled. So on that, if you roll any crits, so any guys with the little heads, you're going to do additional damage for every dice you roll that has a head on it.
Very cool.
And because you all did so well, you also find 2 Nuka-Colas.
Nice. What does that do?
You instantly feel like you have the ability to stay up an extra 3 hours tonight to play video games.
You can rip a phone book in half.
Yeah. You gain 2 HP and you immediately gain plus 1 action point. So it's been about 9 hours today. Anything else you guys want to do here? Or do you want to push on?
I think we've probably looted this for all it's worth. All
right. Kill the things. Display settlement. Check that out.
Do we want to harvest any of the food?
Oh, right.
This one's already cooked. I'm munching on the one that was on fire, like popcorn.
Okay, you can regain 2 HP, and you're going to take 1 radiation damage.
I don't take that.
No, you just take 1 radiation, 1 rad.
Because it counts towards our health.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, then we're ready to go back to the old camp, right?
I think I'm ready to go back if there's nothing else to be found.
I mean, not without, like, checking out that nuclear crater, but I think it's probably best to just...
Yeah, the nuclear crater is filled in with radioactive water.
Mm.
Like, it's making a pretty sizable leak.
At the bottom, or, like, it's all the way up to, like, the rim? Like, the crater's filled?
It's pretty filled.
Okay.
At this point. It's not too far from the top of the crater down to the top of the surface of the water.
Yeah, we should go back to camp.
Yeah, in the future, I might like to take a swim in this crater.
Me too.
Maybe on the way back.
Okay, so you guys head back to your camp?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break to listen to an ad for another show on the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network that you are sure to love.
Hey there, how's it going? I'm Carl, and this is my drive-in movie theater. Been running this place for 10 years now. Business has been really picking up the last 6 months, which is great. The first 9.5 years, though, not so much. Julie! Get Josh on the radio and tell him to pay more attention to trucks! I just saw 3 kids hop out of the trunk of that blue boat of a car over there. I mean, come on, Josh. Remind him what we've talked about, Julie. Holy biscuits. I wish I had the A-Team here tonight, but they're recording a new episode of their podcast, Bear Music Theater, and I can't be mad because it's a good show and those kids deserve to have fun. They work hard. Not like Josh. I gotta keep that kid on the ticket window or he eats all the popcorn. And he thinks I don't know, but I do know. I do know, Josh. He leaves marks everywhere. I can track him with minimal effort. It's why I started putting more butter in the popcorn in the first place. Anyway, you make sure to go listen to Bamnesia Theater, a podcast all about seeing if the movies you remember being your favorite still hold up. I don't want to spoil anything, but the first episode is Rocky and Bullwinkle, and that's a movie that I had never seen before. Didn't even know it was a movie. It's a classic TV show. Why did they want to make it into a movie? All right, I gotta go. Got a business to run. Make sure to listen to Paramnesia Theater, available wherever you can get podcasts. I'm Carl. This is my drive-in movie theater. And remember that every spot is the best in the lot.
Go back to your camp for night 2. Overnight here, in order to kind of repair yourselves, it's going to take about 4 hours. So if you guys come and sleep, you can regain your HP. To resupply and repair, it's going to take about 4 hours in the morning to get Marvin back up.
How broken are you?
I think only 3 hit points.
But you only have a maximum of 8, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not many.
It's not much.
Not much.
I don't think.
If you took a hit to the face like old Tallman did, you'd be down pretty hard.
What I'd be spare parts.
What is everybody's max hit points?
12.
10. At the camp, resting?
Okay, if you guys are going to rest in your camp, we're going to take about 4 hours out of day 3, but you guys can regain any lost HP, and I don't think really you need to resupply because you haven't used too much, so you guys are pretty much starting mid-morning.
Can I pick up more grenades?
Actually, yeah, go ahead and give me a luck plus survival.
Okay, 6. Nope.
How do you have a luck of 5. How do you
get... I used one. It's 4.
Oh, you still, like, your luck score doesn't go down. You just have 5 luck points that go down. But your luck score stays the same.
Oh. Okay. So in that case, I passed.
You find 1 grenade.
Okay.
Where are you guys going now?
Did Marvin say that he had ammo that he can't use and needs to get rid of? Is it the physical kind?
Yeah.
I would love to take some of that off your hands. Give you 5 caps.
Yeah, how much ammo did you say I found?
You found 5 physical ammo.
Yeah. Here you go.
Perfect. Trades. All right, I'm going to subtract 5 caps.
Where do you guys go set off on day 3?
So we could go to the Rad Rail Station, which is trading and more repair, and that nudie place, or the Super Duper Mart.
Well, the Super Duper Mart's the next section over.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, so we're not touching the Rad Rail.
Yeah.
Super Duper Mart. Okay. That sounds like an adventure to the Super Duper Mart.
Sounds good. Because we were next to Super Duper Mart and the Tesla factory, yep. Correct?
Yeah. Oh, so should we go to the Tesla thing first and then over to the Super Duper Mart and then over to the rail station?
Well, I was wondering, what if the Super Duper Mart had some excellent things that we could purchase that might help us acquire that more powerful gun quicker? Okay. Then we could hit the...
Yeah, that makes sense.
The camp if we have to, or swing back over.
Yeah. Okay. Super Duper Mart it is.
You guys spend the part of the day heading towards the Super Duper Mart, and you get there, and I'm sure you guys have gone by it before, but this time you see larger number of dead bodies strewn around the outside of it than normal. They look like no more than a few days old. The front of the Super Duper Mart has been mostly shot in, mostly scavenged already. It's been here for a while. But yeah, the scene's pretty macabre as you come onto it.
This does not bode well.
I don't think that we'll be getting anything from here today.
Can I look around to see if I see any actual movement, to see if we're dealing with raiders, super mutants?
Yeah, make me a perception and... Are you sneaking?
Yes.
Perception and sneak. Marvin, you also have a pretty high perception score, do you not?
I do. I have a 6 in perception.
Are you going to help look around at all?
I will look around.
Okay.
Good, because I needed to roll a 6 and I got 2 8s.
I'd like to try to evaluate if the bodies have been like looted or they're just dead. Mainly because if they've been looted, that means people might be around.
Everybody make me a perception and sneak check then. And I'll give you, we'll call it a group check of 2. So everybody will group our successes here.
I got a 3 and a 17.
Is that a success?
One of them is.
Okay.
I had 2 successes.
Okay.
I also got 2 successes.
So that's 5. All right. So you guys can take all the rest of your action points. You're back up to 6. Looking around, you can tell that the bodies have not necessarily been picked over. There is a tomahawk stuck in the wall. Most of the bodies here are... of raiders, maybe even raiders that you guys have known at one point, are now dead. We'll say that you guys also found a sledgehammer, as well as the tomahawk, and a bottle of dirty water. You also see in one of their pockets, you find a note that says, Black Market / Super Duper Mart.
Hmm. So the group looks like we could know them as fellow raiders, and the evidence of weapons that killed them is a tomahawk and a sledgehammer. I think we should spend a point to see what group specifically uses those weapons. Mm. And then we would potentially know who is running the black market.
What would an investigation check be? Intelligence and...
Well, maybe we could just ask Riley if we pop a cap.
Okay. So what do you... Essentially, what question do you want answered?
according to the evidence seen, and the knowledge that we have on the various clans, so to speak, that are around the wastelands, who does it appear did this?
It appears that these raiders may have tried to forcefully take over the black market or infiltrate something that was not theirs and paid the ultimate price in doing so.
Okay. So with that, then, I feel like maybe the best thing to do is to hail the black market. We should, I should get into character because this is probably better there than maybe more. I think that it looks like these raiders were taken out from whoever is inside, and maybe they were trying to take it by force. So we should hail the Super Duper Mart and see if we can enter the black market in peace and maybe find ourselves some weapons. And if all goes well, check these guys on the way out for more.
How do you propose we go in peacefully?
Put our guns away.
Shout hello? Can we come in peace? Kind of the old-fashioned way.
Well, you're welcome to try.
I just start floating over to the front door.
You float over to the front of the Super Duper Mart. Inside is mostly dark. You can see a dim light coming from the back of the mart. Most of the shelves inside have been picked over. There might be one or two things left on them. There's nobody visibly inside the mart at the moment. Hmm. There's also nothing that you would stand out to say, okay, this is a black market. There's, you know, no vendors or anything inside there.
Hmm.
I'd like to approach the store as well, kind of see the same thing that's going on in there as I sneakily, carefully approach the doorway and just kind of look in from the threshold.
All looks the same as described.
Yep. Hello? Is there anyone inside?
Give me a intelligence plus speech.
We see all these fellows.
Actually, charisma plus speech.
We
Sorry.
See all these fellows on the ground out here. We'd prefer not to end up like them. Charisma plus what?
Speech.
Charisma plus speech is 8 or lower. I got a 5 and a 2.
5 and a 2. Those are both pretty decent rolls with a difficulty of 1. So go ahead and gain an action point back. You hear from the back of the store yell out,
Who's there?
There's 4 of us here, and we're just looking to see if there are any wares that we can invest in, and we'll be on our way peacefully. We're just we don't want any trouble.
Peacefully?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, you.
Hey, boss. They say there's 4 of them that want to come peacefully. Well, all right. Yeah, we could let you in. No guns. Put them away.
All right. Yes, sir.
Come down to the freezer.
I'm going to cautiously, with my hands in a very visible area where it doesn't look like I'm up to anything shady, just going to walk right back to the freezer section there. I'm assuming everyone's following me.
I'm going last.
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, we'll go last together.
I'll be right behind you.
Okay, very cautiously, you guys head into the Super Duper Mart to the back, to the walk-in freezer, and standing in the freezer itself, which is obviously not operational or cold, is a ghoul. He's standing next to a trapdoor that has a flight of stairs leading down into the basement.
You looking to buy and sell?
Yeah.
At least buy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all right. You come to the right place. You guys take any weapons out, especially you, Mr. Handy. You keep your hands to yourself.
I'm a robot.
Mm-hmm. Any funny business, and you'll end up like the folks outside. Understood?
Yeah, that seems simple enough.
Sure.
Mm. Down the stairs, you find that there's several makeshift shops set up down here, and actually a little food station as well, guarding the place. Are 4 additional ghouls who are all armed and a Colonel Gutsy robot. To the one corner, there is a store that says, "Protect your neck." Another one says, "Weapons, weapons, weapons." And a third says, "Chem dog." And the fourth little area says, "Push your luck." And there's a good number of people down here, actually.
I'd like to head to the Protect Your Neck store.
Yeah, me too.
You guys head right over to the Protect Your Neck store, and there is a female standing behind
the desk, and she has several pieces of clothing and armor behind her, hanging up kind of on the wall or strewn on her desk.
Hey there, what can I do for you?
I'm looking for something to protect my neck.
Well, I don't know about your neck precisely. I guess it's kind of a fucked up name and nobody's ever brought it up to my attention before. I got an army helmet. I got some other things. I got another vault jumpsuit if you want to put it over top of the vault jumpsuit you got on now.
How much for the helmet?
The helmet's going to be 30 caps.
Whew.
Okay.
You only have one helmet?
What does it do?
I got two helmets, actually.
And, yeah, I'm curious about these helmets. What's up with these helmets?
Army helmet, 2 physical damage reduction to your dome. It's as close to your neck as it's going to get.
Okay.
I also got some leathers and a lab coat, a Brotherhood of Steel fatigues, another jumpsuit, like I said, a few things, bits and bobs.
How much are those fatigues?
40.
Are there any benefits?
2 damage reduction for physical and energy. Not too bad.
Yeah, I would like to purchase that, please.
All right. Looks better than your vault suit anyhow.
All right. Yeah, here's 40 for that.
All right, here's some fatigues. I hope they fit you well. They used to fit me.
Oh, pre-worn.
They're definitely pre-worn. Everything is pre-worn.
I just didn't... All right. Didn't need to put a face to it, but thank you.
Well, all right, then. What about you, Ghouli?
I'm going to think about that helmet, and I'm going to check out some other stores first, because that's as much money as I got.
Well, all right, I'll be right here.
All right. I'm going to... meander over to weapons.
Did you say plus 2 physical and plus 2 laser?
It's 2 physical, 2 energy, and it's going to be for your torso.
All right. And then do I keep the stuff that's already happening on the torso, those benefits, or
this is going to replace that.
Okay. Man, but that gives me 2 against radiation.
The Brotherhood of Steel fatigues also give a 2 reduction to radiation.
Okay, so it's 2 physical, 2 energy, 2 radiation.
Oh, and it covers your arms, legs, and torso, not just your torso. So it can replace your arm and leg reduction as well.
So everything, all my arms, legs, and torso would be 2, 2, and 2.
Correct.
Oh, that's way better than what I'm wearing. I'm totally switching to that.
Okay. Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm going probably... over by weapons with Ghoulia.
I'm going to head over there as well.
Come right over. My name is Gavin.
Hello, Gavin.
You fine folks look like ones that could use some weaponry.
Who couldn't?
Good question. Ha ha ha, that's a funny one right there.
Yeah, tell me what you got, Gavin.
I've got all sorts of stuff. Melee, guns, explosives.
What do you got that's ranged?
I've got a hunting rifle. Hmm. I've got a 44 pistol. I've got a double barrel shotgun. And an Institute laser rifle.
How much is that laser rifle? What's its damage looking like?
It's an energy weapon.
Uh-huh.
It's going to cost you 50 caps, though. Very good weapon. Does 3 damage.
Hmm. What are you guys thinking?
How much does a laser rifle cost?
60? 50?
50.
50.
Is it better than what you have?
Well, I don't have any ranged. What about, you had other, what was the hunting rifle?
The hunting rifle? Now that's a very special gun. For 60, it is a medium ranged weapon. It does piercing damage as well. And it does 6 damage.
As well? So it's piercing and?
Physical?
Yep, so piercing is an effect that I have.
Oh, on top of it. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Does it still count as a small gun?
No, it's a medium.
It's a medium range.
Oh.
But you would still roll small guns.
What if I gave you 25 caps and this baseball grenade?
That's a fair deal.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Here, here's a hunting rifle. And you hand me that grenade right there. I do like me some grenades.
There you go.
That wasn't my voice when we started.
Close enough.
I'm going to wander over. Augusta wanders over toward the gun shop there and starts looking around at prices.
Anything in particular you're looking for?
I'm looking for something that's long range. None of us have a long range weapon, right? So now we have a medium range. Is there a long range? If not, is there another medium? So we can at least get further than... So I can shoot from less close. That'd be nice.
That was the only medium range.
Everything else is short range?
Everything else is close. Yeah, close that range. He has here.
Okay. I see that you only have the close weapons. Do you have any of the long range, maybe out back, per se?
Those are really pretty difficult to find. I don't see them very often. I don't have anything out back. There was a bunch of dead people out there earlier.
Mm.
They may still be there.
Yes. They are still there. Yes.
But other than that, I do not have any. I have two grenades.
How much were the grenades?
40 apiece.
That's a pretty fair price. I may come back.
Well, all right. They may be here, but who knows?
What's a big damage short range weapon then? Kind of like a maximum hit thing. Is that short?
The 44 caliber pistol is the most powerful gun. And there is a double barrel shotgun, which is also pretty strong, but is not as powerful.
What's the 44 do damage wise?
6 plus it has the damage effect of vicious.
6 plus the vicious. Man, and how much is it?
Well, the 44 is my best weapon. That one will cost you 90 caps.
Okay. And how much is the shotgun?
The shotgun will cost you 50 caps.
I'm going to take a peek next door. I have a limited amount of time and caps as well.
Well, all right. I will be literally right here.
Thank you.
Did we pick up a sledgehammer and a tomahawk when we were at outside of this place?
Nobody said that they did.
Oh.
Although they were there.
Yep, they were there. We did not pick them up. I was going to kind of search for it after I made sure we weren't going to get attacked.
For some reason, I thought somebody picked
it. I thought someone said they grabbed it too, but maybe you were just saying them.
I was saying I was going to grab them on the way back.
Okay.
So they're still out there?
Okay. By chance, what does the sledgehammer do for damage?
5.
Oh, okay.
Marvin, up behind you, you hear the unmistakable voice of another robot. Hello there, robot.
Hello, robot.
What are you doing here?
I'm with my friends.
You have friends?
I do.
Why? They are so fleshy.
They are.
Do you want to cut them up?
Sometimes.
I don't see many of you around here. Only Gavin.
I don't see many of us either.
Gavin was a robot?
Wrong Gavin.
Oh, other Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You guys haven't met Gavin yet.
Gavin's another robot?
Gavin's over there. He runs the Push Your Luck. Do you not see him? And then there's another robot over in the corner, and he goes, I am Gavin.
I see him. Wow.
Do you want to stay here with us?
Maybe.
It would be very fun.
Maybe.
Well, excellent. Don't try anything funny. I would hate to have to kill you.
Don't worry. We're here in peace.
Sounds good. I'll be right over there.
I hope to see you and Gavin again.
I will be right here. You can see me anytime.
Thank you.
Okay. And old Tallman, you wanted to stop at weapons too?
I did. And if I just wanted to sell the pipe rifle, the baseball bat, and the machete.
And get what? A wazer rifle?
No, the sledgehammer from outside.
You have a pipe rifle?
I have a pipe rifle.
What's the distance on that?
Close quarters, unreliable, 2 hands.
Sounds fantastic.
It's a piece of shit.
Mm.
Does three damage.
Woof.
Yeah, the baseball bat does twice that.
It's literally just a pipe on a stick that you just shove bullets in and hit.
I will give you 70 caps for all that, my good man. Unless that term offends you, in which case, my good super mutant friend. Unless that offends you, in which case, I will give you 70 caps for all of those things.
Quietly pull it all out, set it on the counter without talking to him, slide it towards him, put my hand out.
Here you go, fair trades. It's what we're all about down here.
Can I meander over to the try your luck?
Absolutely. You see that there's a group of people at the push your luck surrounding the table. It's the most popular spot in the black market. And standing on the opposite side of a roulette table, floating, is another Mr. Handy.
Oh.
And he is overseeing, and people begin to place their bets, and he turns. He doesn't really turn because he's got eyes everywhere. Hello, are you in on this hand?
I'm in.
All right, come over.
All right.
Put your money down. My name is Gavin.
Hi, Gavin. There's a lot of Gavins here.
I'd float over there, too, with her.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Gavin.
Hello. I am Gavin.
Hello.
Do you want to put your money down?
Yeah.
All right. Here's how it goes. You can place a bet down on an odd or even, or you can try to pick a specific number. Or if you want to try your luck on a 1 or a 20, that is the highest paying roll. An odd or an even will double your bet if you win successfully. If you get the number exactly, you will get the pot times 2. And if you roll a 1 or a 20, you will get your bet times 5.
I will throw in 2 caps.
Okay, what are you betting on? An odd or an even? Or do you want to do a specific number?
Do I have to roll that specific number?
I'm going to roll. Oh, Gavin's going to roll.
I'll go odds.
Okay, how much are you putting down?
I said 2.
2 caps on odd.
I'll do 2 on even.
All bets are placed.
Plus 1 cap on 8.
He drops the ball in and it spins around and around and around. And finally, it settles on a 13.
Odds.
You're going to get 2 additional caps. So you're going to take 4 caps.
Yay.
Marvin, you're losing 2 caps. And ultimately, you also lost another cap because it was not on an 8. All right. Does anybody want to bet again?
3 caps on even.
Excellent.
10 caps on even.
Excellent. Is there anybody else here?
No, I'm just going to watch.
He drops the ball in and it spins around and around and around. And finally, it settles on a 12. So both of you can double your bet. So I think that's 20 caps to Marvin and
6 to me.
6 to Ghoulia Roberts. And he will continue to drop this ball in and play roulette for as long as anybody stays at the table.
Nah, I'm good.
Ghoulia walks away. You're not going to leave now. You are on a hot streak.
10 caps on even.
He drops the ball in, and it lands on a 5. Thank you for your caps. You can't quit now. You've got to get back on the horse.
Do a 1 or 20. I'll do 3 caps on a 1 or 20.
I'll do 8 on odd.
That's a 3. So you win 16 and you lose
3.
3.
Whatever. Still ahead. I'm out.
Okay, goodbye again. What about you, my best friend?
38 plus 16.
54. You should know that.
14 on even.
He drops the ball in. And after a few minutes of spinning around, not minutes, a few moments of spinning around, it lands on a 4. Let it ride. Let it ride. Put it all. Bet it all. You're sure to hit now.
8 on odd.
It is an 8.
Oh, fuck.
Did you just go broke?
No, I've got 60 bucks.
You couldn't go wrong by betting again.
30 on 20.
It's a 7.
30 on 1. No.
You can't give up a loser.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just even. 10 on even.
He tosses the ball in again. It's an 18.
I'm good.
Aw, no fun.
10 on odd.
That's a 20.
I quit.
You leave the push your luck. And it does not seem to affect Gavin at all. He just goes on and begins making other people place their bets.
Is there a place I can buy ammunition?
You can buy ammunition from weapons.
Okay. I'm actually going to run back to the defense place first real quick. All right. I'm back. Regarding the questions, helmet. I'm going to buy one of your helmets. What is the one with the most options?
Excellent. The only thing I have for helmets is the army helmet.
Plus 2 to physical.
Yep, that's right.
All right. And that was
only for your head, unless you're like holding it in front of you, too, when you get shot. That would probably help. But then your head will be exposed, so take it for what it's worth.
And you said that was 40?
Yep.
I will give you 40 for that.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm going to run to the ammo shop.
Okay. It's 1 cap per ammo, energy or physical.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm going to do, I'll get 20, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything they want to do in the black market?
Nope.
Nope. After watching Mr. Handy over here lose all his money, I wanted to run out and grab that stuff that we found out that we saw outside.
I lost no money.
Nice.
Oh, you broke even?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I made a dollar.
$1. Awesome. All right. So you guys leave the black market and it's getting to be nighttime here at the end of day three. So you guys leave in a little bit better of a situation than you were in before. You're able to pick up the tomahawk and the sledgehammer.
Would there be anywhere I could get different plating for Mr. Handy?
Not here. If you spend an action point, I can tell you where.
I would like to spend an action point. It's my first one.
Nice. Yeah, so there is a person that repairs and fixes up robots in the Rad Rail Station.
Cool.
Do any of the bodies out here have helmets on?
No.
Okay.
They're pretty rare. Are you guys going to camp outside of the Super Duper Mart?
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty safe if it gets attacked, the black market.
Jeez, they want to defend themselves anyway.
Yeah, so we might as well just hang out here.
It goes into night, and that's where we're going to call it for the day. So, until next time, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crypt is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Do you for it? Oh, I wish I had a Betty Bob Cocker voice.
It's pretty close.
No longer interested in.
Whose belly is that?